It's Chicon Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. State Representative-elect Maria Horn of Salisbury is hosting a series of office hours to offer an opportunity for constituents to meet her and talk with her. The coffee hours will be in each of the nine towns that make up the 64th District. Now, going on today, Maria will be at the Cornwall Country Market on Kent Road in Cornwall from 8:30 till 9:30 this morning. It'll be in Kent today from 10 to 11 at the Swift House on 12 Maple Street. On Monday, Maria will be at the Norfolk Hub, 2 Station Place, from 6 till 7 p.m. And then the Goshenet, 59 Torrington Road in Goshen, on Tuesday, 8:30 to 9:30 in the morning. Toymakers Cafe, Main Street Falls Village, December 6th from 10 to 11 a.m. Torrington City Hall from 6 till 7 p.m. on December 10th. And Blackberry River Cafe, East Main Street, Canaan, December 14th, 8:30 to 9:30 in the morning. The time and place for sessions in Salisbury and Sharon are yet to be announced. Reminder that going up on in Norfolk, the Norfolk Curling Club has the Calderman's Trophy Bonspiel that is running through December the 2nd. And by the way, you can go watch that. Admission is free. A holiday craft and vendor fair at the Salisbury Central School happening tonight, 4:30 until 7:30 in the evening. Taco Fiesta dinner happening tonight at the Falls Village Emergency Services Center on Route 7, serving continuous from 5:30 till 7:30, a fundraiser for the Lee H. Kellogg School 8th grade class trip to Quebec. Now, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association hosting its annual SWASA ski swap and sale tomorrow at the Lakeville Hose Company. That'll run from 8 until 11. From 11 till noon, residents can pick back up their money or unsold equipment. Any remaining equipment after noon on Saturday becomes the property of the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Proceeds from this sale benefit several SWASA youth ski programs. Check their website, jumpfest.org, for more details. The Sharon Women's Club is holding its annual holiday bacon resale in front of the Sharon Pharmacy on Saturday from 9 until sold out. Proceeds from the sale go to benefit the Sharon Community Foundation. Christmas Fair in Cornwall United Church of Christ will be held on Saturday from 9:30 until 3 p.m. This year, there's an exciting addition to the fair, a creche display. More information is available at 860-672-6840. Canaan United Methodist Church has their Holly Berry Fair on Saturday from 9 till 2. Crafts, gifts, lunch, baked goods, and gift baskets. Gear Village Holiday Bazaar on Saturday from 10 till 3 at Gear on 99 South Canaan Road in Canaan, Connecticut. The nonprofit ARC 38 sponsoring a Hello Neighbor open house on Saturday, December 1st from noon till 4, Old Route 22 in Wasaic. More information is available at 382-7238. Hops, Madeira Wine, and Martin Van Buren all have something in common. In 1782, you could find all three at a tavern. Lindewall will be decorated to evoke the origins of Van Buren's political career and the family Terran at the National Historic Site in Kinderhook on Saturday from 12:30 until 3:30. Trinity Church in Limerick on Saturday beginning at 2 has their Christmas Bazaar, chili dinner from 4 till 6 p.m., eat-in or take-out, and then their tree lighting at 5 p.m. with carols and hot chocolate. Learn about Eastern Coyotes on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Kent Town Hall, the program sponsored by the Kent Memorial Library. The talk is open to the public with a suggested donation of $5. Bard College at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington presenting a special concert honoring the memory of Carrie Hamill and her son, Grayson. It'll be held Saturday at the Kellogg Music Center. The free show begins at 3:30, followed by a gathering at the Blodgett House. Refreshments will also be served. Smithfield Church will hold its 14th annual Christmas concert and tea on Saturday at 4 p.m. For more information, contact Denise Finley at 518-598-8276 or online at smithfieldchurch.org. The tree lighting party at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon and the Historical Society have holiday snacks and Santa from 4 to 5 p.m. on Saturday. Music and lights commence on the green at 5 p.m. Festivities continue at the Historical Society afterwards as well. Festival of Lights. Well, we've got a lot of different light events that are going on this weekend in our area. Rhinebeck has their Sinterklaas going on Saturday. Sanford has theirs on Saturday. And the Amenia Parade of Lights goes on tonight. American Legion Post 178 will host its monthly pancake breakfast on Sunday from 7 to 11 at the post located on Route 44. Proceeds go to support multiple Legion projects locally. The Amenia Fire Company has their annual craft fair on Sunday from 9 until 2. You can visit their fair for local artisan stands and unique gifts this holiday season. Holiday craft sale goes on at the Grange in Stanfordville on Sunday from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. on Route 82. Now, also on Sunday at 3 o'clock, Christ Church Episcopal in Sharon, Angels in Training of Chorus Angelica, and the Junior Choir of the Berkshire Training Chorus. Special guest star will be Father Christmas. It happens at 3 p.m. at the church in Sharon. The choir directed by Karen Sovak with accompanist Doris Cowles. No tickets are necessary. It's 9 South Main Street in Sharon, Connecticut. A free will offering will be taken during the concert. Coming up today, Hometown Holidays continues at the White Hart Inn from 4:30 till 6 with Santa, Cookies, Cocoa, Caroling, and Michael Brown and the Salisbury Christmas Brass and Hot Cocoa Society. Also coming up on December 2nd, the menorah lighting on the green in Sharon at 5 p.m. All are welcome to attend that. The Falls Village Recreation Commission has their annual tree lighting coming up on Sunday from 5 till 7:30. Tree lighting begins at 5 on the town green. Santa will be at the senior center after that. And Amenia, well, they celebrate the holidays on Sunday as well, sponsored by the Amenia Free Library and Amenia Lions Club. It all starts at 5 till 6:30. Santa at the town hall. They'll arrive on a fire truck at 4:45. The Hotchkiss School will continue with their December tradition, the 59th Annual Festival of Lessons and Carols. That'll be held Sunday at 7 o'clock at the chapel at Hotchkiss School. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages were down 27.59 yesterday to 25,338.84. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7273.08, and the S&P 500 at 2737.76. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.